The spacious, high-ceilinged central hall, or portico, served as the Lauritsen's living room. At one end, a bay of tall, arched windows opened through French doors onto a balcony that overlooked the same stretch of Misericordia Canal I could see from water level two floors below. A clear northern light poured into the room, setting the creamy yellow walls aglow. Doors led to rooms on either side of the living room in the classic symmetrical layout of Venetian palaces, as described in Peter Lauritsen's book, The Palaces of Venice. Lauritsen himself emerged from his study, issuing hearty greetings and carrying a bottle of chilled Prosecco, the sparkling white wine of the Veneto region. He was wearing a quilted black velvet smoking jacket over a white shirt and patterned tie, and his hair was combed straight back. A neatly trimmed mustache and Van Dyke beard framed his words, which, although he was from the American Midwest, he spoke in a crisp, headmaster's English accent. His manner was, if anything, even more spirited than his wife's. "Well," he said, "you've certainly chosen a dramatic moment to arrive in Venice."
"Pure coincidence," I said. "What have you been hearing about the Fenice?"
"The usual rumors," he said. "The most common, as always, involve the mafia." He handed me a glass of Prosecco. "But no matter what the investigation turns up, the general expectation is that we'll never really know what happened. Nor, finally, does it matter that much. What does matter is the tragedy of losing the Fenice. And I should think the key question would be, will it ever be rebuilt, rather than who did it? Now, that may surprise you because of all the talk about rebuilding it. In Venice, if you want to fix a crack in a wall, you must get 27 signatures from 24 offices, and then it takes 6 years to fill the crack. I'm not exaggerating. How can anyone build an opera house with that sort of foolishness going on? No, Venice's real Achilles heel is not fire and it's not high water. It's bureaucracy. I'll grant you, bureaucracy has prevented a lot of disasters from happening in Venice, like the scheme to demolish all the buildings along the Grand Canal near Piazza San Marco in order to make way for a Crystal Palace. Still, the bureaucracy is an infuriating irritant.